You're with Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.
How many times have you seen a beautiful piece of porcelain or ceramic creation and wondered about the skill that went into creating it? Then, have you ever considered what it would take to fix something like that if the unthinkable happened? If it was dropped, banged or broken? Right here in Queensland, we have a woman whose skill at repairing delicate creations in porcelain, ceramic, china and plaster, even glasswork, is extraordinary. She's one of just a couple of people in the country who can do this kind of work. Her name is Michelle DeVos, and the amazing skill she has was passed down through her family, and eventually it's something that'll be inherited by her daughter as well. Looking back, though, how did it all start for her?
Well, it happened since I'm a little girl, basically. My parents was doing this all their life. My dad learned this in Belgium, and when he passed away about 15 years ago, my mum wanted to give it all up, and I decided to help her to finish off the items that needed to be repaired. And I said to mum, look, instead of giving it all away, I was just going to help you out. So she helped me to learn the trade properly, and from there I just kept on going and never stopped.
When I look at the work that you do here, it's not the kind of thing you train for at school. You wouldn't learn how to do it just about anywhere. It's so specialised.
Yeah.
Was it hard to learn how to do all of this?
Well, it is hard at first, but because I'm an artist, I'm born an artist in a family of artists, I learned to paint and I learned the colours, and something you cannot learn at school for this business.
Have you ever found anything that you couldn't work on? Have you ever been stumped? Because, again, when I say I see your work, it looks like you just about tackle and succeed with anything, china, porcelain, glass, any of that material.
Yeah.
You don't seem to have a problem.
No, I'll never say no. I'll give a go on everything. You know, somebody show me, so they tell me, can you do this? And I'll say, yes, I can. Because I don't believe that there's something I cannot do. I always work around it and I try to have good results.
Let's talk about how you actually go about repairing china. I mean, in front of me, I can see a teacup, a very fragile-looking teacup that's in quite a number of pieces. How do you go about the business of filling in the gaps where it's all shattered completely and the rest of it's okay?
It's a puzzle, you know. I just put it together as a puzzle. If you like puzzle, everybody will know. Anyone that likes to do puzzle will understand that it's a lot of passion in putting it together. And then it's to glue it to make sure that you don't have steps as well. Then I'll fill up the gaps with a certain paste. And then it's all about sanding and then colouring to hide the breaks. And then I'll reglaze them.
Do you actually bake it then in an oven?
No, you cannot rebake it, because once you bake an item, once something that's been glued and you put in strong heat, it will fall apart again. The glue just doesn't hold to the heat.
And when we look at something like this then, and looking at that teacup, how long would a job like that take? Say, if you got stuck into it, started this morning, when would you expect to finish it?
Probably a week, but the problem is, because I've got so much work on, it will take longer because I've got a lot of work on, basically.
What's your...
It can be up to 16 weeks at the moment, so...
You do have a lot of work on. There's an awful lot of material around that I can see. I mean, do you work 7 days a week, basically?
Yes.
And the paints that you use, lots and lots of little tubes of paint here. Is it a special paint that you need?
Yes, it's a good quality paint that I use for ceramics that keeps the colour, doesn't lose the pigment.
When you go to mixing the colours for something like a beer mug I saw you fix up, it had a number of different colours on it.
That's
and
right.
You got them all exactly right.
Yep.
You spend a long time mixing those paints?
Yes, I do, yes, because, like, for example, the colour white has got about 3-4 different colours in it. So you can have black or blue or red or ochre in that colour. So it is a lot of mixing. And to mix the right colour for each item, it requires a lot of paint and a lot of time.
What's the smallest thing you've ever had to repair, and what's the biggest?
Biggest It's a Buddha head that was about 3 meters tall.
Wow.
And it was made out of mud, clay. It was coming out of China, and they say it was in the 1800s. Oh, anyway, it was very old. And what happened is that the clay actually started falling apart, and I had to rebuild a whole Buddha head, the whole chignon.
And what about the smallest?
The smallest, there's a lot of tiny little figurines that I do work on, little miniatures.
So in the end then, when you've put, say, the glass together, the ceramics, the porcelain, whatever it is you're working on it, yeah, how do you get that beautiful shine again that it had in the original first place? Is it simply down to the way you apply the paint, or is it, what do you do to make that happen? Or is that a trade secret?
It is a trade secret. it's a glaze that I put back on it. There's different kind of glaze that I use to have that certain. If you got like a matte look, I use a matte look glaze. If I got a high gloss one, then I've got a high gloss glaze that I use for it. And that takes a whole day of work to get it right as well. Every item that comes here, everything's got a story. Everything is a sentimental value for somebody. And these pieces, it's loved by somebody. And what I do, I repair them for people because I want to bring back the value back to it, or the memories.
In other words, it's something that gives you immense satisfaction.
That's right, that's right. And when the item is repaired and one piece and it's pretty much flawless, and when the customer come over and they look at it, some of them actually have tears in their eyes. So it is great satisfaction, and it's very rewarding. So it's not something that I'm going to give away and say, no, I don't want to do this anymore, because it's pleasurable to do.
Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.